There's a lot of freaky things happening in the world right now that prove that the Bible was on point with its predictions and prophecies about what's going to happen in the future. Let's look at a few of these videos. This first one is clearly a demonstration of the type of technology that will lead to the mark of the beast.
The inevitability of smart dust. So what is smart dust? Well, smart dust, of course, isn't a new concept. It originated with DARPA back in the 90s. And it's general purpose computing, sensors, wireless networking all bundled up into millimeter scale sensor modes, drifting in the air currents, flecks of computing power settling on your skin, ingested, monitoring you inside and out. And you haven't really seen anything yet. So this is closer to the end of the vision. This is this powder-sized chip, and that's a salt crystal. So this is a small thing. It's something called the Mu chip from Hitachi. It's the smallest commercially available RFID system in the world. And can be pulse powered by radio waves. It doesn't require a battery. You can literally scatter this stuff like dust or embed it into a sheet of paper. And you know what the really interesting thing about this technology is? This was commercially released 10 years ago. We're still essentially the banging the rocks together stage for this sort of stuff. And you haven't really seen anything yet.
So if that's the type of technology and information that they're now releasing to the public, just imagine what the secret technology has in these programs around the world, governments around the world, who are constantly working to advance technology and not releasing that information to the public. The Bible prophesies that there will be a day where you can't buy or sell without a mark in your hand or in your head. How do you think that they're going to enforce that or check people to see if they have this mark? Is it going to be just like a checkpoint, or will it be tied to some sort of technology system? I think it'll be tied to technology. It clearly looks like we're moving in that direction. It's also prophesied that people will bow down and worship just the image of the beast, and the beast, the Antichrist, will give the beast breath so that it can be a living thing. This type of crazy technology that we're seeing is clearly moving in this direction.
I have never seen anything like this in my entire life, and I lived in Florida my entire life.
Those are all bugs. I thought the restaurant was smoking. Those are all bugs. You can even see them flying. Like, dude, you can't even tell on the video how many there are.
What's the point of genetically modifying insects and then dropping them on large crowds of people? There's a few sinister reasons that could be involved with that, that prophecy does tell us these types of people will be living in the last days. But with the genetic modification and doing all these types of things with the animals, what that could lead to is the prophesied die-offs of thousands and thousands of animals. One third of the animals on earth will die, according to Bible prophecy. We're also told in Daniel chapter 2 that there will be some sort of mixing of genetics with things that aren't supposed to be mixed together, and it will eventually not succeed. As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. The genetic modifications that are being advanced more and more day by day could be what this prophecy is referencing, where it says there'll be a mixing of two different things, but eventually they will not join together.
I've been speaking about a new type of branch where they don't accept cash at all. So Santander up the road has a cashier's branch in Leeds. They say it's a co-working hub, so it's got a cafe, you can book a meeting room, you can speak to banking staff, it just won't accept cash deposits. Barclays have got a couple of branches like this in London.
Prophecy is very clear that there will be massive control systems moving forth when the last days comes upon us. People will not be able to worship Jesus Christ or believe in the Bible. Christians will be persecuted for this. You'll have to worship the beast. You'll have to follow the beast. Again, you cannot buy or sell. How do you think they're going to do that? Well, it'll have to be a control mechanism of some sort. seems like they're moving in that direction.
Years of planning, city administration is presenting its vision to accommodate a population of 2 million people through 15-minute cities. 3 days of public hearings on the plan began at City Hall this morning. Shailen Skulski has more.
The 15 new district plans and corresponding bylaws will replace 54 existing planning documents dating back to the 1980s. Administration says the goal is to accommodate 600,000 new residents in redeveloped areas, with 50% of all new home units added through infill. The plan also calls for half of all future travel to be done by transit, and for residents to access all their daily needs within 15 minutes. Not everyone supports the plan.
My understanding is that this means I will need to stay within my district to meet all my needs so that the city can meet its climate plan objectives.
I don't think Edmontonians can afford to be part of a renovation experiment of this size so quickly.
I think, unfortunately, a lot of the district plan in particular have been derailed by 15-minute cities, conspiracy theories, World Economic Forums, etc. At the end of the day, this is about land use.
The type of world where governments have so much control that they're forcing people to live in small little areas where everything they need is within 15 minutes is the type of control that the Antichrist and the kings of the earth will have, and they even give the Antichrist that power, told to us in Revelation 17. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. That reference of 1 hour is a very specific thing, just to point out that the Antichrist gain of power, as well as his holding of that position of power, will at least last through the 7-year tribulation.
So as I'm sure you know, a lot has been going on in the UK in the last sort of 6 months, with loads of new laws coming into place. Like, literally unflavoured air is going to be the next thing to be banned at this rate. Now, of course, our leader at the moment, Mr. Rishi Sunak, one of the major points of his manifesto saying when he gets in, he will bring back national service. This just got 10 times worse. So from the start, when he announced national service would be coming back, he said it won't actually be enforced. So it's not like you're going to go to jail if you refuse to go, but there will be sanctions and incentives. So we don't know what the incentives are going to be. It'll probably be like 50p an hour or something. But he said subtly, well, we're not sure what we are going to do to people, but most likely they are going to look to take away your driving license or ban you from accessing your finances.
National service is going to be compulsory. How will you make people do it?
All sorts of things that people do across Europe, whether that's looking at driving licenses, other access to finance.
Access to finance? Yes. So if people don't want to do national service, what, you're going to take their bank cards away?
The Bible predicts in many prophecies, nation versus nation, kingdom versus kingdom, wars against Jerusalem, Jerusalem surrounded by armies, eventually an end times battle in the Valley of Armageddon, where the kings of the earth actually try to fight God. So I don't think it's a coincidence that this nation, as well as other nations, talk of it in the United States, are talking about a draft, because there will come a worldwide war. Prophecy proves all of these things. We're seeing prophecy taking place in the world as these systems rise up. Well, it's just exactly what the Bible predicted. So put your faith and trust in Jesus. Proves the Bible is real. He is the one to follow. Let me know what you think in the comments. I hope and pray you're well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.